The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We're going to stick with electoral politics for the moment. Joan Burton is with me, a former Taoiseach, a former leader of the Labour Party. Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor at The Independent. Both very welcome. Since we came on air, Labour's seat count has gone up, Joan, from 10 to 11 after Cork North Central, after that recount was called to a halt. So, I mean, a good innings for the Labour Party?
Well, I think it's emerging as a good innings for the Labour Party. And I'm sure that when the parliamentary party will meet probably later this week, that in fact there'll be a lot of people looking across the table at each other and introducing themselves to each other. But I think it's very good. And it means as well that it gives Ivana Bacsik an opportunity as well to do what she said during the election she was interested in doing, which was talking, if you like, to other more radical parties and seeing what their views were. And I think she should continue to do that and talk to people. Certainly the Labour Party, you know, is obviously interested in what happens. But on the other hand, what's clear is that the tally of seats between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael is pretty high. So they don't need a huge amount of support to form a government. I've also heard a lot of independents on and off different radio programmes today being quite interested in either just simply supporting a government, or others have suggested they'd be very interested perhaps in even being involved in the government. So, you know, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have a lot of work to do over the next few days and then a couple of weeks. The Dáil, I think, will be meeting on the 18th of December. Now, that's solely and only for the purpose of electing a Ceann Comhairle. On the other hand, the Dáil will be constituted and clearly, you know, whatever stage any tentative talks may be at, there'll be a continuance from that point on. And we'd expect then that the Dáil would be back in early to mid-January. At that stage then, you know, the chips will be down and people will have to start making decisions.
Fionnán, everyone will talk to everyone for a little while. How much of this is performative, though?
Yeah, a lot of pageantry. You know, Mary Lou McDonald is going off talking to the leaders of the Social Democrats and
Labour. In defiance of mathematics.
Yeah, you're kind of going, really? You weren't too interested in talking to them or forming alliance with them over the last 5 years, 3.5 years of which you thought you were going to eat them. And, you know, if you're going to sit around the table, actually, they were on the menu at that point. So, like, you know, that dynamic has changed. I mean, ultimately, you know, there's a statement out from Sinn Féin this evening going, the result of the election is quite clear. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael can form a government between them. Meanwhile, we will now go off and talk to other parties. You're going to go, well, what are you talking to them for? You can't possibly form a government here. So that'll have to play itself out. Ivana's right to go off and talk
to
the Social Democrats or
the
Greens or whoever else it was and go through the motions there. Ultimately, though, I don't see a big block of the left, the soft left, and the leftovers coming together and basically forming some alliance and going to Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil with 25 TDs.
Yeah, but do you see Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael wanting to talk to even any of those parties individually?
Yeah.
I mean, again, they'll say they will, but is that part of the pageantry or is that real?
No, I think they're going to let this process play out. As I said, the Dáil will meet on the 18th. There's probably not going to be a vote for Taoiseach at all. There'll be an election of
the Ceann Comhairle.
The Ceann Comhairle will be elected. And then
is a thing that often happens, which is that every party, or pretty much every party with any serious amount of numbers,
they all pick a Taoiseach,
put forward their leader to be Taoiseach.
They might not do that, though.
They might not.
People
have
been Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, we're not quite clear if we're going to do that. So maybe if Sinn Féin want to do that, off they go. And people have to declare, would they be, and Mary Lou gets her number of what failure looks like. That's fine. So that should, you know, them, everybody goes off for Christmas. You come back in the new year. And in the meantime, people will, I mean, ultimately, if it does come down to, does Labour want to go into government?
Yeah.
Because certainly it's there are two options available to Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, that is gene pool independence or the Labour Party. I don't see the Social Democrats being taken seriously here at all.
In making a government as well, you have to bear in mind that people are very hungry for ministerial posts and offices in all parties and independents. Like, they might say they're not, but actually the reality tends to be somewhat different. So Fianna Fáil will obviously, and Fine Gael, will have to look at the numbers, because their own people are going to want. They won't want numbers of cabinet seats to go to others that they feel could have gone to them.
Yeah, but does that mean that kind of the attraction of a ministerial appointment mean that there are some within the Labour Party then who would find the prospect of government attractive, but conversely, people in Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael won't want them? They don't want to give up three cabinet posts to...
Absolutely. I mean, I think all of these things are possible. Do people who are in the Dáil, you know, and members of the Dáil want to be in government? I think the general answer, wherever they come from, is yes. Because if they have particular issues that they are really keen on, a stint in government, however long or short, might actually assist. I mean, the typical ones would be, say, people where there are regional or particular interests at stake, and perhaps we might get to finish off the children's hospital, stuff like that. All of these things are very important on the ground to people, and TDs are anxious if they can have a role. That would be the reason why they would be anxious.
There are in effect three processes that the Labour Party have to go through now. Talk to other like-minded parties on the left. I'm not including Sinn Féin in that, because they're not as serious on climate action. Their immigration policies differ, and certainly more Eurosceptic than the likes of the Labour Party, which is a very pro-European party. Then you have to go through the talking to Sinn Féin and seeing what Mary Lou MacDonald wants to do. And then you have this process of talking to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. That may not amount to anything, but you at least have to show you tried to form a coalition. Yeah. She could always close that off, Ivana, after a couple of weeks and go, listen, these lads aren't serious. They don't really want us. They're not interested in our agenda. I don't see any point in going in there. The attraction for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael's perspective is, as Jonah said, if they're going with independent, it's not going to be 2016 to 2020 where you're handing over cabinet seats to Shane Ross, Catherine Zappone, junior ministries to Finian McGrath and Boxer Moran and Sean Kenny and so on and so forth. It's basically, do you want to cut a deal, lads? What have you got at local level? What are you interested in on a national level? But you're not getting a ministerial post as well.
But so that's a much more attractive position then for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael.
Yeah, if you look at it this way.
If you can manage it.
Yeah.
And if you feel, remember now, a lot of the people who are now independents have previous form with different parties, particularly Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. Because what happens typically is an election's coming around, either council or Dáil or Shannon, and somehow or other, somebody has worked very hard for a party, gets passed, and the next thing is they've decided with their followers, or their followers have decided for them, listen, you'd be better off running as an independent. That's a new phenomenon that's happened in more recent years, and it's a very strong trend. So
there's an attraction now at the moment. There's currently 10 ministerial posts up for grabs. So if you're in Fianna Fáil, you're in Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael, you're going, geez, this is grand. Heather Humphreys is retiring. Stephen Donnelly was retired. Catherine Martin, Eamon Ryan, Roderick O'Gorman. That's five big portfolios available up for grabs. Then on the junior side, you've got the four Greens gone and Anne Rabbitt of Fianna Fáil. So would you be happily just carve them up amongst yourselves, or do you want to bring a Labour Party into the equation who would go, well, we want at least two senior portfolios, if not three?
How unstable though would a government, because that's the argument, I guess, that's made sometimes against the independents propping up a government, that it might be more unstable. But I mean, is that necessarily the case?
Well, from 97 to 02, I mean, there was constant scare stories of things collapsing, but you know, these guys don't tend to want to bring governments down and causes, and particularly if they're gene pool, if they are of your own mindset.
Yeah.
And also, if you're in government, every week when you have your government meeting, there are going to be issues where one side or another will have different views about it. And you, by and large, never have a vote in a government. If you have a vote, you're on your way to another election, generally speaking. So if you have just an agreement, for instance, between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael without others, but the others just want local things for their particular constituencies,
yeah.
That might be their first choice, you know, for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, if that were possible.
What you have been seeing over recent years is that the independent TDs of old maybe were guys who just wanted to cut deals at the local level, but they now very much have come in with a national agenda as well. There are items that they're saying, I can't wear this being passed at a national level. If the Labour Party don't go in, for example, this will be a negative for the climate agenda, without question. It will influence where we are going in terms of immigration policy, without question. It probably will. I mean, the Labour Party is not in the room in terms of discussion on housing and health and a more public facing role in the development of policy.
With that in mind, I mean, would there be any any time given to the argument that you should bring in the Labour Party, for example, because it recognises that a majority of people didn't vote for a Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael government, they're the biggest lump, but it was still only 40-odd%. And that this by bringing in Labour, for example, you're saying to the people of Ireland, listen, we hear that you're not entirely happy with what we're doing, and we recognise that, and we've brought Labour on board to soften our cough.
As the conscience of the coalition, basically.
Yeah. Essentially.
Now, bear in mind that there's one extra condition that applies to the Labour Party going into government, which I don't think has been mentioned yet, and that is there has to be a vote of the members in relation to the decision. So if you're talking about that particular vote, that has to meet a significant...
How split would that be, do you think?
At this stage... That decision would depend on what this particular government had to offer. This is why I think Ivana's suggestion that she was going to talk, if you like, to like-minded TDs first, I think that's a very sensible suggestion, and let's see where that goes. Traditionally, with Labour Party conferences on going into government, there have been significant numbers of people who have objected to going into government, not because they're objecting to government, but they feel that this particular government will not reflect adequately the views of the Labour Party, and that, you know, once people go into government, like, the last time in 2011 when Labour was in government, the economy had, and the banks, if you remember, had just collapsed a few short years beforehand. There was, certainly when I went into social welfare, there was about 13% unemployment. When you say that now, people would look at you and go, what? That came down during the period of that government to about 6.5%. So that was a significant achievement. But, you know, again, at the moment, effectively, we have close to full employment. Yeah. And
great time to be in government. If you are the likes of the Labour Party and you're looking at the public finances and where things are at, you can say, we can make decisions here that will affect the next quarter of the century for this country and beyond.
To what extent might the decision be driven by, well, Ivana Bacik is the leader of the party, but the likes of her, Alan Kelly, Jed Nash, and I don't want to be accused of ageism, but people who might think this is the chance to influence policy that we might not get again. Do you know, the Social Democrats, I'd say, that there's a younger profile, and they might think, we can roll the dice again in 5 years.
You have that experience. I mean, if you look back...
This might be Ivana's only chance to be minister of something.
The Labour Party going in the 70s, into the 80s, into the 90s, then into the 2011. There was always a group at the top of the party or within the party that had experience of the previous. Now, some people turned them off, others they liked it again. Jed Nash and Alan Kelly have served as ministers. Ivana was in the senior ranks of the party, even though she was in the Shannon, so she knows what it was like as well. Duncan Smith is a relatively new TD from the last election. All the rest of them are brand new TDs.
Mm-hmm.
Marie Sherlock and Mark Wall being in the Shannon, but everybody else is brand new. So there isn't that same level of experience that you had previously. If you go back to 2011, you had Gilmore, Rabbit, Quinn, Joan Burton, I'm leaving somebody else out there. Who
and
all
remember, the
as
Labour Party
before.
As well, Ciarán, has always been responsible for a huge amount of social change. Mm. So, for instance, if you look back to the marriage equality referendum when the Labour Party was in government, when you look to other similar issues, you'll find the repeal of the Eighth Amendment. When you look to those kind of issues where the country came together to agree those issues, but very often those issues had been debated yeah. for long periods before in the Labour Party. So there is a radicalism in the Labour Party which delivers. The radicalism that's required now yeah. is in relation to climate change, and I totally agree with what Fionnán said there. That is going to be a critical thing. If it's absent from this agreed government, to be perfectly honest, in a European context, that's probably a very bad idea. Because we have to deal with it.
Can I ask you just before we kind of wrap things up about the big opposition party, Sinn Féin, and where they go from here? So they're obviously, and as they would, so kind of spinning this as a great day for the party, Fionnán, but, you know, they might maintain seats, but down on where they should have been in terms of seats and certainly down on their share of the vote compared to the last time, they'll say, well, listen, it's a lot better than maybe people had us down for 6 months ago or even at the very start of the campaign. The bigger challenge for them, though, is that they've had 4.5 years in opposition and they haven't convinced anybody extra to vote for them in those 4.5 years. In fact, they haven't even convinced everybody who did vote for them last time to come out again. And the definition of insanity being, you know, doing the same thing and expecting a different result will surely lead some of the party to think we need some change here.
Yeah, I mean, there was the remarkable achievement by Sinn Féin over the course of the weekend was trying to convince people that this was somehow a success story, because they were saying, oh, we've kept our seats, we've added to our seats. You kind of go, hang on, for every 5 voters you had last time, you've now got 4. That's not progress. That's not a vote for change. That's not an enhancement of your mandate by any means whatsoever. If anything, what had changed over the course of the 5 years was the sting had been taken out of the housing issue. You have to give them credit for the last general election result in 2020 for putting housing at the very top of the agenda.
Yeah.
You only have to read the Owen Murphy book as Foreign Minister for Housing to show that it wasn't being taken seriously by the Fine Gael-led government at that time. But in the meantime, things have moved on. Darragh O'Brien has come in. He's been quite innovative. He's ramped up housing and so on and so forth. And Sinn Féin then tried to counter that with a more complicated housing message than simply build more homes, because Darragh O'Brien was going, yeah, but I'm building them those homes over here. And yeah. suddenly they got trapped in this thing of, we now have a very complicated message about housing, which is more convoluted than build more houses. And they got trapped in that cycle as well. There will obviously be question marks over, yeah. is Mary Lou MacDonald, does she want to continue on for another cycle of this?
Yeah.
But she has, in fairness to her, she has moved them from being a 13-15% party to being a 20% one over the course of two elections.
She's been very successful in that regard. And Eoin O'Brien is an excellent communicator, and Piers Doherty and Louise O'Reilly, they're all very talented politicians.
But with Sinn Féin, you have to remember that they have another significant party group in the north who are full members of the party we're talking about. They may have radically different views about what they want to see happening or not happening in the Republic. And I think in the Republic, we're a little bit insular about this because remember, in terms of commissioning a government, what you want is a government which maintains the economic well-being of as many people in society as possible, but also then addresses areas which badly need addressing, like education and housing. But if you have a large membership in the north, they may neither be particularly informed in detail about what the issues in the south are, or they may in fact be hostile to certain policies of the south.
They're also further away. They're further away from being government now than they were 5 years ago. It seemed that they were on the brink of the challenge.
Five more opposition budgets delivered by Piers Doherty, and 5 more years of Eoin O'Brien talking about how the state might own the land your house is on, but you'll own the house. If that didn't work now, it's hardly going to work again over the five. That's their biggest challenge, isn't it?
Their big challenge as well is that they are a party that has one sole purpose, and that is to bring about a united Ireland. Are they any closer to that now than they were over the course of the last 5 years? And you'd argue no, they're not.
And what they haven't been able to do is to come, if you like, come clean with what are their proposals, if you like, for long range discussions about how do the North and the South relate to each other. Now, that has to be agreed by all of the parties in Dáil Éireann, really, and by people in general, both North and South. But they just haven't tried to do any of that. Maybe they felt they'd go into government and suddenly on day 10, they'd be able to start doing that. But that's not the way it works.
Or make it do like Brexit. Make the decision and then decide what the decision was afterwards. Anyway, isn't on that note, Joan Burton, former Taoiseach, leader of the Labour Party, Fionn Onchi, and Ireland editor at The Independent. Thank you both very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.